Daf is Daf Chav Tes. We got to the very bottom of Chav Ches Mem Beis, the Ikadamri. Thought that was a good stopping point. The next half of page should fly. It's pretty much a review of what we saw. And yesterday's Daf, so the Gemara says, Ikadamri Amr of Yosef Lo Shanu El Bebeisin Sho'ov Tikochavim. So important Rashi to read. What do you mean Lo Shanu? Lo Shanu Denosin Alav Chomi Chaim El Bedine Ov Tikochavim Deshakli Shuchta. When there's a concern that possibly the husband's still alive, we're concerned maybe he's still alive. That's only in dealing with the court of Goyim, because they could very easily take bribes and they could overturn the ruling. But when it comes to the top of Chavtesim and Aleph, Aval, when it comes to Bezdin Shel Yisrael, a Jewish court, Kevin Denofik Ledino Lekala Katlele. Once the Pesach Din comes out that they're going to be killing the Nidon, we could assume it's going to be complete, because they do not accept any bribes and consider done the husband's going to be dead, and we're not concerned with the Chomri HaChaim. So Gemara asks, "Amar lebay based in Shaisol, not me after the chazi lezechus like we saw yesterday. That won't they say zechus? And we had the whole Mishnah and Sanhedrin. They'll start waving the flag back and they'll say we have someone here who has some innocent taina come back. So it's possible they will overturn it." So Gemara says, "Ki chazi lezechus a makamir diligmar dina. It's very possible they could find the zechus before the Gemara din. But basik mar dina sulo chazi lezechus. Literally, what Gemara says is they won't see a Gemara din after the, they won't see a Zechus rather, they won't listen to any innocent claim after the Gemara din. We saw yesterday, it can't be really true. So what Rashi tells us, what it means is, lo shchiach, it's very uncommon that there's some important piece of evidence that they missed once the Gemara din's been given, so it's very unlikely. Yes, if they have a Zechus, they'll turn back, but it's very, very unlikely something will happen. So once they say the Gemara din's given, that this person's going to be killed, it's safe to assume he's actually killed. And all the relevant halachas will apply. So the Gemara says now further, Lema Masaile suggests this is like Komach in the following case. Komachum Shiam Dushnaim, when two people stand, this is the Gemara in Makos, which we saw yesterday. When two people are standing, Vyomru, and they say, Ma'idim Anu, we are testifying that he's flowing. This person who ran away from Beis Din A, we were with him in Beis Din A. Should Nigmar Dino be Beis Din Shalploni? And the Gemara Din was given to him. Uploni, Uploni Adav, and the Adim were the following. Hareza Yarug, the halach is you kill the person. So we see this is a support, that once they say you could kill him, once they testify that he had a Gemara Din there, we are able to kill him, and we do not overturn the rules ever. So this seems to support what we said before. Once a Beis Din says they're going to kill someone, they're going to kill someone, there's no overturning it.
Even if it's a fugitive.
Exactly. So Gemara says, no, well, Dilma Borech Shani, maybe only by a fugitive that would be permitted. That's why it's so easily, since he ran away, very likely he knew there's no other innocent proof, evidence for him, that's why he ran away. But it's possible to say in a case in general, even if the Beis Din says we're going to kill someone, maybe later on there will be some evidence, so it's not such a raya that they won't overturn a ruling. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya, Shama mi Beis Din Shal Yisrael Shal Yomrim Sheish Ploni Meis, Sheish Ploni Neherag. They hear Beis Din say, Beis Din, a Jewish Beis Din, say that we heard that Reuven was died or he was killed. The halach is, Yasiwas Isho, you can marry the person's wife, because it's you can assume that they are speaking the truth. However, the ones who are in charge of killing in a non-Jewish court, they say, Ish ploni meis, Ish ploni narag, al yasiu ish isha. You cannot marry this person's wife because maybe they're not telling the truth. So I wants to know, what's the case like we saw yesterday? My, what does it mean, my meis or my narag? Ilema meis mamash, if it means they actually were killed or died, but narag mamash, they were actually killed. Why, when the goy were to testify this, we don't trust him, and we can't marry this person's wife? We hold throughout Shas. We trust them. When they're just speaking very naturally, nonchalantly, we could trust what they say. So that would be the same case here. So why don't we believe them? So therefore, it cannot be a case of meis mamish, ela lav meis yotilamus. It means a guy's going out to die. He's about to die. Or nerag, what it means is yotel leharek. He's going out to be killed. And in that case, there's a distinction. V'katani, bebeist in shal Yisrael, yasius isho, when it comes to a Jewish Beis Din, we can marry the person's wife, and we do assume that they're going to take him out to be killed, he will be killed. So that seems to be a proof of what we said above, according to this Ikadamri. Where it says, no, you can't bring a raya from here that Beis Din Shal Yisrael say they're going to kill someone, it means they're going to kill someone, and they'll never overturn it. Liolam Meis Mamash really could be really where they said he actually died, and Venerag Mamash, and he was actually killed. The Kavasa Gavdiyov Chachavim. So then, why don't we trust the goy? So shouldn't we trust the goy when they say that this person Reuven was killed or he died? So the Gemara makes a very important distinction, like they did yesterday. When do we trust a goy? Something that's irrelevant to what they do. They have no bias. They have not no geba davar. About b'milsa de shaycha bay, something that they're shaychas to. In this case, they were the ones who were killing the Jews. They're the ones to implement punishment. Then, since the shaykh and avdi lachzuki shikar, then we don't trust them anymore. It's possible they're lying about the situation, and that's why, particularly in this case, we don't trust them. But ein hachanami in general, we paskin mesiach levitumo. We believe them. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, maybe get be'eret Yisrael. They bring a get from within Eretz Yisrael, where there's all you don't have to say b'fai nechtav. And then, let's say, the shliach is chala, he gets sick. Hareze mishalcho b'yad acher. This shliach can now appoint a second shliach to fulfill his shlichus. So, why? The lach is because he's ones, and since he's ones, he's able to follow through with the mishalach's shlichus. But vim amar lo, if the Baal says to the first shliach, toli heimano chefetz ploni, collect from my wife X to B, collect a certain object that she has in mind, I want that ring back, let's say, then lo yishalchenu b'yad acher, then if the shliach rishon, even if he becomes sick, he's not allowed to appoint the shliach sheni, she'ein retonu she'ei pikdonu b'yad acher, he doesn't want that ring in another party's hand, he only trusts the first shliach, and therefore it doesn't work. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rav Kana chala tanan, the case of the Mishnah is only when a guy gets sick. That's a chalak katan. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says a guy gets sick. There's no other scenario. So what's Rav Kana adding to the Mishnah that the Mishnah didn't say? So says the Gemara, Ma'u the same. What would you have thought? Hu adin afak avdilo chala. Maybe in general, a shliach rishon can appoint a shliach sheni even if the shliach rishon is not sick. So why did the Mishnah choose a case of sick? Because Orach HaDemilsa, Ketani, when's a likely scenario where the Shliach Rishon will appoint the Shliach Sheni? When he's sick and he can't fulfill him. Unlikely in a case where he's just lazy, he'll appoint the Shliach Sheni. But in a Chanami, if he wanted to, he could. So that's what you would have thought. Kamash Lam, we learn from Rav Kana, Dafka Chala, Dafka, if he gets sick, is there Heter. But if he's not sick, then Shliach Rishon is not allowed to appoint a Shliach Sheni. So I want to know exactly what's this case here. Hei Chidami. If the husband, the Mishach, said to the Shliach Rishon, Holech, go, Afag Avdilo Chalanami, even if the Shliach Rishon never got sick, he clearly wasn't concerned. He didn't care who the Shliach Rishon was. He just said, go, get it there. So then even if he wasn't sick, the Shliach Rishon may appoint the Shliach Sheni. If it's a case, Amrlei At, Holech, I want you to go, then afilu chalanami lo. Then even if the shliach rishon got sick, he could not appoint shliach sheni because the baal wanted dafka atah, dafka you, no one else. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if he was the author, who we'll see in a moment, afilu chalanami lo. Even if he were to be sick, we can never find the heter to allow the shliach rishon to appoint the shliach sheni. So what exactly is our scenario of the Mishnah where only by chala could he appoint the shliach sheni, but if he wasn't chala, he couldn't appoint the shliach sheni. The Tanya, who is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? The Brisa tells us. Holech get zelishti, if the husband says, give this get to my wife, hareza mishalach b'yad acher, he's allowed to give it to somebody else because he wasn't makbidon atah, anyone, just get it there. If he said, at holech, you go, holech get zelishti, bring this to my wife, hareza lo yishalchenu b'yad acher, then he's not allowed to give it even if he were to get sick, the shliach rishon. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, omerk ben kach, ein ha-shliach, os ha-shliach. Regardless of the scenario, you're never allowed to appoint a shliach sheni. So what exactly is our case that only if a guy gets sick could he appoint another shliach, but if he's not sick, he can't? So Gemara suggests three different answers. Ibai's ema, holich, v'hudechala. Maybe it could be a case where he said to go, but he got sick. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, much higher up than when we are in the Gemara, only 10 outlines down or so. Ibai's ema, masnisin d'amar lei holich. When the Mishnah says, go, that you don't say you, but just go. Vafil hachi ba'inen chala. Still, you're not allowed to point unless you get sick. The brisa de katani hareza meshalcho v'hu de chala. We're qualifying the brisa. When he says go, doesn't mean anyone could go. You go, but since he doesn't say atah, there's a heter if he gets sick. If you say atah, then there's never a heter to appoint another shliach. If you say just tam holech, then the only heter it's a heter, but it's a limited heter only if you get sick. He then appoint a shliach sheni. That's answer one. Answer two, Ibai Zema, our Mishnah could be a case of Atalech v'chalashani. When he says you, you're right in general, I only want you, I'm makbid dafka you. But there's a special heter, even if he says you can be makil and allow the chala, the guy to get sick, then you can appoint a shliach sheni. Two different directions is going. One, we're being more makil for the case of Atah, and the first answer was being more machmir for the case of Holech. The third answer is Ibai Sema Rabban Shimon Gamliel is the author. He v'chal shayni. Even he was very, very machmir that, and across the board, you can never appoint someone, but if he's sick, and then he'll even be makel to allow the shliach rishon to appoint a shliach shayni. Sounds very similar to the first answer, except one's according to Tanakama, one's according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel. That again, when there's a case of chala, we're more makel.
Having said that, according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel and Chalashani, it would be whether you say at holich or holich.
So interesting.
It wouldn't be a chalik.
Okay, very interesting.
Even
holich, even at Tamin. Gemara now quotes in our Mishnah, Tananha, maybe you get Eretz Yisrael, you bring the get from within Eretz Yisrael, where you don't say Befani Nachtav, and V'chala, then the guy gets sick, the Shteach gets sick, he's allowed to appoint somebody else. That's our Mishnah. Where Minu, ask from a Braisa elsewhere, Amar L'shnaim, the husband says to two people, Tinu get lishti, give this to my wife, oh, L'shlosha, or he says to three, he writes, says to them, Kis will get, three of you should write my get, V'tinu lishti, and give it to my wife. These three should write, and they should give. So in only they can give aval shliach lo, but not a shliach. So how come in our Mishnah, if the guy gets sick, they allow him to appoint another shliach? Well, this case sounds like dafka, the ones he spoke to, but they cannot appoint another shliach. What's the difference? So Amar Abaye says, Hasam taim am I? What's the reason over there? Why dafka those three, no one else? Mishum bizayon de baal, because the bizayon of the baal. But what's the bizayon of the baal? That the baal doesn't know how to write. Why doesn't he write on his own?
I mean, he's read his own get.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to write his own get. So he appoints three other people to write it, but he doesn't want this to be public information that he's incapable of writing. Because of the bizayon, he's very makpid that no one else do this. So he kind of cuts off the ability of shlichus. As opposed to hacha here, baal lo kabe, he doesn't really care. He just wants his wife to get her off my hook. And the fact, very fact that he sends it to a shliach already shows he doesn't really care that he himself is the one giving it. So it doesn't make a difference if he then passes it on to another shliach. And that's the difference according to Abaye. Rav Amar, Rav says something different, a very, very important sugya. Rav Amar, Mishum Dimili Ninhu. Umili Lamem Salashiach, a very important klal we'll get to much later on in the Masechta, this whole discussion. When it comes to word, the words cannot be passed through Shlichas. You need Mamashas, you need something tangible to pass on. So when it came to the case of carrying his get, so that Shliach can appoint another Shliach because they're passing on the torch. There's something physical there. As opposed to giving an order, there's no substance to the order for those three people to take and pass that same order to somebody else, the shlichas cannot work through milim alone. And again, this is a halacha applies in very, very other, many, many areas, very, very important klal. My benai, what's the difference between these two different answers? The difference is, ikabanayu, shliach matana, when it comes to a gift of a present. So what's the nafkamina? So Rashi explains here, Rashi says, shliach matana, it's around halfway down the Rashi's. He says, "Sha'amar bal habayis l'shnei edim." He writes, he says rather, to two edim, "Kisvu shtar matana l'ploni." I want you to write a document that I'm giving Reuven a gift. Now, itayma de get mishum bizayon. If you can't pass on shlichas with a get, it's because bizayon hachal lekel meimer hachi. The bizayon that he doesn't want people knowing that he's not able to write. There's no embarrassment here because hachi sharei ain alav l'choso. Here, he has no obligation to write a shtar matana. The Tanan, the Mishnah in Baba Basra tells us that if ha-makabel no sin sakar, it's the makabel, the guy who receives it, the one to is responsible for paying the sofer to write the shtar. It's kind of like when you win Price is Right, you win all these gifts, you end up having to pay all these heavy taxes. It's like you're getting the gift, but you pay back. So you're told, so the guy who receives the gift has to pay for the sofers. So the fact that this giver is not writing it. It's not because he doesn't know how to write necessarily. It's because he doesn't have to do the writing. It's the makabel's responsibility. So therefore, he's okay with that shliach pointing someone else to do the writing of the matana. But if it's a situation of mili, so if I tell so-and-so to give someone a gift, I'm not to write a gift, rather, he can't tell someone else to write that gift document because that's a mili. That's words cannot be passed through another level of shlichas. Okay, the Gemara now says, Uplug Seder of Shmuel, and it's Machlokas Rav Shmuel, the Rav Amar Matana Eino Ki Get. Matana is not like Get, meaning Get, you cannot appoint a second Shliach, but a Matana, you may. And Shmuel Amar Matana Harehu Get, the Matana has the same exact halachas as Get, that both scenarios you are not allowed to pass on through a Get. So that Machlokas depends on the reason why a Get is not able to be passed on. Is it because of Bizayon, or is it because of Mili? Bizayon does not apply to Matana, and that's why Shmuel says there's a difference, rather Rav says the difference, and Shmuel Paskins, that's about Mili, and that same halacha would apply to Matana, and that's why it's equal. first Y line down in the Gemara and seven lines up for the bottom, the Gemara says, Amar, im Amar lo tol li heimana chavetz ploni. The husband sends a shliach to go retrieve an object from her and also wants to give her the get at the same time. So Amar Yishlokish says, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe taught, based on this Mishnah, Ein hashol rashai lahashil vein hasocher rashai lahaschir. If I'm borrowing something, I'm not allowed to lend it to somebody else. I can't lend your object out or rent out your object to somebody else. Hitrosa, because the fact that the shliach has the right to borrow it, if you will, he's a shoel now, he's a shomer, he cannot give it to somebody else to be shomer that pikadam, that was never given him, he was never given that right. So that's what Rebbe learned from this this Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish. Amar lo Rebbe Yochanan says, Zu, He's basically it's very strong language against Reish Lakish. This is not a chiddush. You think Rabbi made such a chiddush up? Everyone knows this halacha that you're not allowed to borrow. You can't lend something else that you borrowed. So what's that? Can't be a chiddush of this Mishnah. Ella zimnin de gita nami lo hava. Certain situations, the get's not going to be a good get. De nasa kimisha amar lo. It's as if he said al tigarsha el bebeis. It's like he says to the wife, the shliach, only divorce her in the house, and he gives her the get in the aliyah, in the second level, that doesn't work. Or he says, al tigarsha el biyamin, only give it to her in the right hand, v'girsha b'shmol, and gives it in the left hand. These cases don't work, because for whatever reason, he was very, very specific in how it was given. So here too also, he gave specific instructions, I want you to collect the chevetz. You to collect the chevetz and not somebody else. So the fact that you changed it around, you're not fulfilling what my desires were and how the get should be processed. That's what it's similar to. So the Gemara says now and breaks it down, to chuliyam, everybody agrees, hecha de nafku lapei, biyav lechevetz, v'had deshak leminei, gita. In a situation where she goes out and she gives him the chefetz, and then she takes the get, or the get's given to her, everybody agrees that's okay. That was within the understanding of the Baal. He's okay with that. Her giving the chefetz and then collecting the get. That's what he wanted.
To the second shliach.
Even though they broke the chain, that order was okay, because he wanted her to give the chefetz up first before retrieving the get. But in a situation where it's a good get, mal yahavi. It's a good get. Ki pligi, when do they argue about this second shliach, like Adam said? Heichad amar lei, where he says specifically to the shliach rishon, shokel minei chefetz v'hader havle, gite. So he says, gave very specific instructions, first take the object from her, and then give her the get. V'azel iyu, but the shliach, sheni, goes, v'yav le gita, first gives her the get, v'hader shokel minei chefetz, then takes back the object, then that's the machlokas that Rabbi Yochanan posabahi, that's disqualified, because that wasn't the way he wanted it to be. The kol shekhem b'shlucha, and certainly the shliach would be disqualified from this. The shliach sheni should be disqualified. This should not be a good get. As opposed to Reish Lakish, mach shekhem b'shlucha v'kol shekhem bo. He thinks that the shliach works, and certainly if the shliach rishon did it this way, it would be okay as well. Because he didn't really care so much about the order of events. He just wanted to make sure he get that object back. He thought he had good leverage. In order to get the object back, here's their get. Waving the get in their face, give me the object back. But if in the end of the day, everything was done, she got the get, he got the object, he'd be fine with that as well. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, sorry, moving quickly, I've got to catch Rosh Chodesh davening in 2 minutes before, it just started 2 minutes ago. So the Mishnah says, I may be get m'bidin sayam. A person brings a get from overseas, the chala, and then he gets sick, the shliach gets sick. Osa shliach bebezdin, he can appoint a shliach sheni in bezdin. U'mishalcho, and then they could send him off as a shliach bezdin. V'omer l'fneim, and now the shliach rishon says in front of the bezdin, while they're pointing the second shliach, he says to them, b'fayinachta. So since it comes from overseas, he made the statement, so it's a good get, they validated the get. Now, Vena Shliach Achon, the last, or the second one, but very important, the last Shliach now, who is going to serve as the new Shliach, he does not have to say, Tarach Sheomar Befayinachta, because it's already been stated in Bezdin, and they already proved that. El Omer Shliach Bezdin Ani. All he has to do is, once he gets to the wife, I am the representative of Bezdin, here's your get, and Zehu. So Amrulei, Gemara says, Amrulei Rabbanan Le'avimi Bred Rabbi Abohu, Ba'i Menei Rabbi Abohu. They asked Rabbi Abohu the following question. Shliach to Shliach, Mashu Shliach Olo. Can the shliach of the shliach appoint another shliach or not? Does it go shliach rishon or not? Look at Rashi says, Rashi's shliach to shliach, ha-shliach ha-shenit shenasa bebezdin. This new appointed shliach of Bezdin, he's a Bezdin shliach, can he now appoint another guy? Or not? Does it end with him? So the Gemara says, Amalahu haloti baylechu. Don't ask such a question. Midikatani, from the fact that the Mishnah says ein hashliach acharon, doesn't say shliach sheni, shliach acharon. Mechlal the shavya, the mechlal the mashvish shliach, that he's allowed to appoint another shliach. Whoever the last shliach is going to be, even after the Bezin appointed that initial shliach, you're allowed to continue to appoint as many as you want. So if you don't ask that question, they say, Ella, kiti baylechu. If you want to ask a question, I'll tell you a good question. The question should be, ki mashvish shliach, bebezin or afil shlo bebezin. When this shliach of Bezin appoints another shliach, does he have to go back to Bezin to approve this other one, or no? He has full rights as a representative of Bezin. So the Gemara answers, Amru lo halo tibu baylan. Don't. This is not a question to us. We weren't bothered by this question. Midikatani, from the fact that Bezin, the Mishnah rather says, Ella Omer shliach Bezin ani. I'm a shliach of Bezin. Well, the last shliach could only be a shliach of Bezin if he's appointed in Bezin. So it's partial that you have to go back to Bezin to appoint yet another layer of shlichus. That was the conversation. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi. He had a different version of this discussion. It went as follows: Amri le Rabbanan Rabbanan to Avimi Bredi Rabbi Abahu. Vaymine, they asked of him, may Rabbi Abahu shliach the shliach ki mashvi shliach bebezin al shilah bebezin. He assumed that you're allowed to appoint another shliach. The shliach Bezin can appoint another one, but when he does appoint him, does it have to be in Bezin or even after Bezin? This was the second question before. Is now the first question. Amrilu, so he said, why don't you ask a prior question, whether you can even appoint a shliach? Why are you giving that? Why is it a given? Amrilay, halo kami baylan. That first question doesn't bother us. The time, the Mishnah tells us, ein shliach acharon, the last shliach, mechlal the shliach, mashishliach. There can be a later shliach, a shliach acharon. So it was pashut that you can appoint another shliach. Elaki kami baylan, our shaila was, bebezin or shalom bebezin. Does that second appointment have to be in court or not? So Amalu, he says back to him, Hanami loti baylechu, based on your very keen reading of the Mishnah, this shouldn't be a shaila either to you. Dikatani ela omer shliach bezin ani. He has to say I'm a shliach bezin, and that can only take place if the appointment takes place in Bezin. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, shliach be'eretz Yisrael osa kama shluchim. A shliach in Eretz Yisrael, who does not have to go in front of Bezin, because there's no requirement to say b'fai nachtav anymore, you can make as many layers of shlichus as you would like. Is there Rashi here for this one?
Well, it could be Tali on Chala, right?
It could be Tali on, exactly. It can be Tali on that. Depending on how you pass in there, whether you have the right in the first place, if you assume you can appoint Shlichas, whatever that scenario is, then you could do as many layers as you wanted. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar of Ashi, Im Meis Rishon Bat Lukulin. If the first Shliach dies, then all the later Shluchim are going to be nullified as well. So it comes along, Amar Mabar Rav Ashi.
Yeah.
What?
Dafkan Eretz Yisrael.
Dafkan Eretz Yisrael.
Chutz La'aretz.
You're Bezin.
He gave it over to Shlich.
Right.
Bezin.
So they're exactly, they're always
they're
there.
The one in the
so when Eretz Yisrael, Rav Ashi says, the first Shliach dies, they all are bottom. Comes along, Amar Mar by Rav Ashi, his son, Rav Ashi's son, Had the Abba de Katnusahi, this, my father's statement, he said when he was very, very young, and it was inaccurate. Because Elam Meis Baal, if the Baal dies, midi mashasha isbu, then there's what to say, because kul mikach man kasu, who do they all come from? Mikach the Baal kasu. Is the Baal is nelechule. If the Baal is alive, then all the shluchim are just connecting back to the Baal, even though they might miss one of the links in the chain, that's fine, because they all go back to the husband. The husband's the ikker, but if it's less of the Baal is not alive, then less in the kulu. But each shliach is not viewed independently. The Ketos explains the machlok, because I don't have time, but this machlok is of Rav Ashi versus his son. My Rav Ashi really is tali on how to understand shlucho sh'adam kamo, so how much does each shliach represent in the initial mishlach, or it's they're connected to the previous shluchim. It's a discussion in the Ketos and the Ursa Mech about this, but I don't have time, I'm sorry. Food for thought. Gemara says further now, Hahu Gavra, there's a certain person, the Shadr Le Gita, they sent her a get, Lidvisa, sent her a get to his wife. So Amr Shliach, Lo Yadanila, the Shliach said, I don't know who he is. I don't know who she is, rather. Who is she? Amalei, Zil Yahavli, the Abba Barmin Yume, the Iu Yadala, give it to Abba Barmin Yume. He knows everyone in the town. He'll know exactly who she is. Vilezon, let him go. Vilisve Nele, and he'll give it to her. Also, Vilo Ashrech, Abba Barmin Yume. He didn't find Abba Barmin Yume. He didn't know the guy, the Gabbai of the town. Ashkechele Rabbi Abov, Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He found that these three Dayanim were sitting. The Yosef Rav Safra Gavai, Rav Safra was sitting next to them. Armulei, they say to him, Maser Milcha Kami Didan, give it to us. Dechi Yosi Abba Marminu, when he comes to town, Nismeule will give it to him. Vilezov Lismeula, and then he'll go give it to this lady. So Armulei, Rav Safra, who's sitting in front of these Dayanim, says, Vahashliach Shaloni Tin Legerishinu. You guys were not given the right for Gershon. You're not allowed to be a shliach here. Ich sufe. Then they got embarrassed. He had a very good time. They got very embarrassed by what he had said. So Rava says, Kafchinu Rav Safra litzlasa rabbanan smuchay. Rav Safra had cut off the legs of these three smuchim, these three dayanim. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi b'may kafchinu, with what did they cut off their legs? Mi kamerle, did the initial mishalach, did the initial baal say, kamerle b'abba bar minume v'lo at, did they say only him and not you? Did they exclude anybody else? No, they gave him as a person to get in touch with him. He wasn't the only guy who had to go through dafke him. As long as it eventually gets to him, they were not so makbid. So the taina wasn't such a good taina. Ikadami, others say, Amar Rava said, kafchinu rav safra l'tlasa rabbanan smuchi b'tausa. He cut three people's legs off with a mistake. He made a mistake. It was a very nice taina, but it was a mistake. Amar Vashi, my ta'usa, what was the mistake that Rav Safra had said? My kamerle, abba mar minume v'lo'at. Did he say dafka abba mar minume and not you? No, he wanted to get to his hands eventually, but he wasn't so makbid how it got there. Okay, let's stop here. It's a little early, I know, for this. So daf, we did a lot today. We'll pick up the whole gavra tomorrow. It should go very quickly. Let's pick it up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Achor Sov. Sorry, I'm running.